各位弟兄姊妹早晨，又翻翻到嚟 Richmond High， 系咪觉得爽啲咧？啊，加油！过去嘅里面咧，教会咧一直好盼望能够成为咗一个能够可以影响其他人，包括呢个嘅社区，甚至更远地方嘅一个嘅群体。嗱，所以咧，哥伦咧过去嘅里面咧，除咗你哋不断去拓展自己有唔同方面嘅事工之外咧。其實我們都透過不同的機構，在不同的地方、不同的社區，甚至乎世界不同的角落，我們都希望能夠將上帝今天給你和我的祝福，能夠可以成為其他人的祝福。所以過去的裡面，我們都有不斷每年，我們都會去 support 一些在本地或者外地的一些機構，在不同的群組當中，我們見到他們一些很好的服事的工作，於是我們就去支持了。其中一個的機構，我們過去這麼多年我們都有支持，就是今天我很想介紹給你，就是這個的 Compassion Canada。有關於 Compassion Canada 究竟做些什麼，我相信可能在座當中有些弟兄姊妹都認識並且有參與緊。不過今天的早上很開心，我們邀請到 Compassion Canada 在加西這邊的負責人 Jeremy Fish 來到我們當中，來跟我們去分享一下究竟 Compassion Canada 現在在做些什麼。並且就是一個很重要的問題，就是今天為什麼你和我都會去支持並且會跟他們一起去同工，就是有關於 Compassion Canada 在不同世界各地第三世界那個的工作這樣。所以呢，今天的早上我們很開心，我們能夠可以呢請到 Jeremy 呢在我們當中你們分享。 Jeremy, we entrust the following times for you.
Well, it's good to be with you again.
弟兄姊妹很開心今天早上能夠再跟大家一起。
It's about a year since I was last here, I think.
距離上次我嚟嘅時候應該都有一年嘅時間啦。
And in that time, I learned something.
喺嗰一刻，我記得喺嗰一次嘅裏面，我學到一樣嘢。
How to say this, Joe-san.
Joe-san,
yeah.
Good morning.
Thank you. No, it's good to be with this church. We've so appreciated Compassion Canada. So appreciates your heart and your partnership.
好開心咧！今天嘅早上再同大家一齊，並且喺呢一度咧，我為著能夠過去同大家同嘅同工而感恩。
So as a representative of Compassion, I want to say thank you.
所以作為咧 Compassion 嘅一個代表，我想喺呢一度咧，又向大家講聲多謝。
But more than simply coming this morning on behalf of Compassion Canada, I hope that this morning to represent our Lord Jesus and share some of what He's been teaching me recently.
今天的早上除了我是代表了 Compassion 在大家的當中之外，我更加很想代表主耶穌基督也要跟大家來分享一些過去這一段的時間主教導我的一些事情。
So some of you were here probably when Pastor Joshua and I last shared about Compassion Canada.
相信上一次當我和 Pastor Joshua 在這裡跟大家分享有關於 Compassion 的時候，你們都在這裡。
And perhaps some of you chose to support Compassion or to sponsor children that day.
又或者嗰一日嘅時候咧，你已經決定咗啦，嚟到去咧參與我哋嘅助養計劃。
So I know that some of you will already be familiar a little bit with Compassion.
所以我相信咧，大家咧可能咧已經對於我哋 Compassion 嘅工作咧有些少嘅認識。
And if you are, one thing you might know is that our mission is releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name.
可能咧你已經知道啦，我哋 Compassion 嘅使命就係我哋要為我哋嘅主耶穌嘅名咧嚟到幫助兒童脱離貧窮。
For over 60 years, so before me, Compassion International has pursued that mission.
在過去60年來裡面, Compassion International 一直忠於這個使命。
And they've worked and we've worked hard to be faithful to Jesus as our Lord and as our leader.
我們很努力地來工作, 來忠於我們的主耶穌, 我們的主, 我們的領袖。
But it would be fair to ask, why did this group choose this mission?
但是呢，有一個很重要的問題，就是為什麼我們這一班人會選擇來到去履行這個使命呢？
So how and why did God lead us to pursue this large and sometimes difficult task of caring for some of the most vulnerable children in the world?
神怎樣又或者怎麼祂要我們去追求，或者我們要去回應這個又大甚至乎有時候又難的使命，就是去服侍世界上那些又軟弱又脆弱的小朋友呢？
Well, a simple answer to that is that we believe that God commands all of His people to care for the poor.
最簡單的答案就是我們相信主來到命令我們，來到照顧那些貧窮的人。
And we believe that He has commissioned the church as his instrument to do this.
而我哋更加相信就係上帝今日係任命教會嚟到履行呢一個嘅使命。
But the truth is that caring for the poor is more than simply obeying a new command or following a new law.
但係咧，作為一個嘅教會要去回應呢個使命，其實唔係只係單單只嚟到履行命令咁簡單。
No, caring for each other's needs, that's the way of life for a Christ follower.
其實呢一個亦都係我哋作為跟隨耶穌基督嘅門徒一個我哋生活上面嘅模式。
So to understand this, there are two scriptures that I want to look at this morning in our time together.
所以咧，今天嘅早上咧，我好想同大家嚟睇兩段好重要嘅經文。
The first is Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27.
第一段嘅時候係嚟自創世記第一章26至27節。
At the very beginning of our scriptures, God tells us something that is extremely important.
在这个圣经一开始的时候，上帝已经告诉我们一件非常重要的事情。
So as the writer of Genesis is describing the creation of the earth, he writes this.
创世纪的作者就是这样来描述上帝如何创造这个世界。
Then God said, Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式做人。 使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上面的牲畜，以及全地和地上所有爬行的生物。于是神照着自己的形象创造人，就是照着神的形象创造了他。他所创造的有男有女。If
you followed the teachings of Scripture in your life for very long, surely you've heard those words before.
相信咧，如果你信主一段嘅时间嘅朋友嘅时候，你都已经对于呢一段嘅经文好熟悉。
In fact, for me, I've heard those words so many times, they almost start to lose their impact.
甚至乎熟悉到一个地步，好可能你已经遗忘咗究竟呢段经文对你嘅生命带嚟一啲乜嘢嘅影响。
But God tells us that each of us, every human who has ever lived on this earth, was created to bear the image of God Himself.
上帝话俾我哋每一个人听，就系原来每一个佢创造喺地上面嘅人都系带着佢嘅形象。
You and I and every person that we'll encounter today is someone who has within themselves the image of God.
你同埋我，甚至乎今日我哋每每嚟到认识嘅人，原来佢哋嘅生命嘅里面都带着咗上帝嘅形象。Now
that doesn't just mean that if you look in a mirror, you see a picture of what God looks like. It's much more than that.
呢个意思唔系话今日嘅里面，你朝头早起身你照镜，你见到哇神就系咁嘅样啦。其实嗰个意义更加嘅深远。
In the ancient world, they had a very different understanding of what the words image of God would have meant.
在古时的世界里面，其实人对于什么叫做上帝的形象，是有一个很不同的一个理解。
So to many ancient cultures, there was one person who bore the image of God. That was their king or their ruler.
在古时的时候，在很多不同的文化当中，在他们的心里面只有一种人，是拥有了上帝的形象，就是他们的国王，他们的皇帝，又或者他们的统治者。
Now, one of the ancient kings that I remember learning about in school was King Tutankhamun of ancient Egypt, or as we sometimes call him, King Tut.
其中一個咧好出名嘅皇帝就係古埃及王呢個嘅圖坦卡門啊。Now
he King Tut lived around 1340 BC.
圖坦卡門咧係生于呢個主前1340年。And
he was an Egyptian pharaoh of the 18th dynasty. He became pharaoh when he was only 9 years old.
佢係咧埃及第十八個嘅朝代嘅皇帝，而佢在登基嘅時候咧，剛剛當時佢只係得九歲啫。So
he lived an interesting life, but what I find especially interesting is his name.
所以咧，佢嘅生命，佢嗰個佢嘅人生係好有趣嘅，而其中一樣最有趣嘅就係有關於佢嘅名字啊。Tutankhamun
literally means the living image of the god Amun.
圖坦卡門嘅意思就係講緊埃及人嘅神上主阿蒙嘅形象。
So the Egyptians believed that their king was really one of their gods in human form.
所以呢,埃及人呢,他们真的觉得他们的国王呢,是那个从天而降,是属于他们的神明,而今日在人的肉体上面来显现。
So this meant, of course, that they have to treat their king with special reverence.
當然啦，咁嘅情況底下，即係話佢要對佢哋嘅皇帝咧，個對待要好特別嘅。
Not only was the king respected and were his orders obeyed, but he was worshipped by the people of Egypt.
唔單止要順服並且順從呢個皇帝嘅命令，佢更加一樣嘢嘅就係要當佢好似神一樣咁樣嚟到敬拜。
So in a world where kings and emperors were considered the living images of the gods.
所以你想象啦，當一個嘅文化啊，佢哋認為只係佢哋嘅皇帝先至擁有咗神嘅形象。
It must have sounded very strange when Yahweh declared that every single person was created with the image of God.
而當耶和華上帝喺呢度佢宣告啊，原來每一個人都係按住佢嘅形象嚟做嘅話，其實嗰個朝代、嗰個地、嗰個時間嘅人，一定會感覺到好稀奇。
This would have changed everything about how we're supposed to treat our leaders, but also how we treat each other.
因為咁樣嘅緣故，就會大大咁樣改變咗佢哋係點樣嚟到對待佢哋嘅皇帝、佢哋嘅領袖，甚至乎我哋係點樣彼此對待。
In God's kingdom, we continue to respect and care for our leaders.
喺上帝嘅國度嘅裏面，我哋依然會繼續嘅嚟到尊重、去順服我哋嘅領袖。
But we also realize that God sees even the least important members of our society as being just as valuable as kings and as presidents.
但我哋都明白，原來上帝睇社會裏面嗰啲我哋認為係最微小嘅嗰啲嘅人、嗰啲嘅成員，其實佢哋嘅價值都好似一個國王甚至乎總統嘅一樣。
And what does that mean then for how we treat each other?
咁呢樣嘢代表咗我哋係應該點樣嚟到彼此對待嘅咧？
How we treat people in our family, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, or even people across the world from us.
我哋點樣嚟到去對待我哋嘅家人、我哋嘅鄰舍、我哋嘅城市，甚至乎我哋身邊嘅世界呢？
If every person was made in the image of God, then we should be treating every person almost the way the ancient Egyptians treated their rulers.
如果每一個人嘅時候，佢都係按著上帝嘅形象而做嘅話，咁今日我哋嘅彼此嘅對待就應該好似古埃及人咁樣嚟到對待佢哋嘅君王一樣嘅咯噃。Now
we don't worship them, but we treat them as though they are living representations of God Himself.
我哋唔會敬拜佢，不過咧，我哋會點樣看待佢咧？就如好似佢係代表咗神嚟到我哋中間嘅一樣。
And that reminds me at least of another scripture. This time it's the words of Jesus in Matthew 25.
而去到呢一度嘅時候，就讓我想起咗喺聖經裏面另一段有關於耶穌所講嘅説話，係嚟自呢個馬太福音第25章。
After he had shared a story that teaches us how important it is to remember that everything we have belongs to God.
當主耶穌咧，亦都講完咗一個嘅教導啊，一個有關於今日原來我哋所有嘢都係從神而嚟嘅一個比喻之後。
And how we must be faithful in using our resources to glorify God.
以及我哋點樣嚟咧，忠心咁樣用上帝所俾我哋嘅資源嚟到榮耀佢。
Jesus shared another parable.
主耶穌咧講咗另外一個嘅比喻。
And this one spoke of the day of judgment and how God will separate those who are redeemed to salvation from those who are
not.而呢個比喻係講到關於耶穌講到嗰個嘅末後嗰個審判嘅日子啊，同埋上帝點樣將嗰啲得救嘅人同埋未得救嘅人咧嚟咧彼此分別出嚟嘅一個嘅比喻。
So from Matthew 25, it says this, When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left.
马太福音25章，佢就咁样讲啦。佢话当人子在他的荣耀里带着所有嘅使者降临嘅时候，佢要坐在荣耀嘅宝座上，万族要聚集在他面前。他要把他们彼此分开，好像牧羊人把绵羊和山羊分开嘅一样，把绵羊放在右边，山羊放在左边。
Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.
那時王要對右邊的人說，蒙我父賜福的，來承受創世以來為你們預備好的國吧。因為我餓了，你們給我吃。 我渴了，你们给我喝；我作客旅，你们来接待我；我赤身露体，你们给我衣服穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
And then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?
义人就回答了，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了就给你吃，渴了就给你喝呢？又什么时候见你作客旅就接待你，赤身露体就给你衣服穿呢？或者什么时候见你病了，或在监牢里就来看你呢？
And the king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
然之后王就回答他们了，我实在告诉你们，你们所作的，只要是作在我一个最小的弟兄身上，就是作在我的身上了。
Then he will say to those on his left,Depart from me, you who are cursed into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me.
王也要对左边的说，你们这被咒诅的离开我。都为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去吧，因为我饿了，你们没有给我吃；我渴了，你们没有给我喝；我作客旅，你们没有接待我；我赤身露体，你们没有给我衣服穿；我病了，我在监里，你们没有看顾我。
And they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and didn't help you?
他们就回答主啊。我们什么时候见你饿了、渴了、作客旅、赤身露体、病了或在监里，却没有服侍你呢？
And he will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. And then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
王要回答他们，我实在告诉你们这些事，你们既然没有作在一个最小的身上，就是没有作在我的身上了。他们要进到永远的刑罚，义人却要进入永生。
Jesus says here that whatever you did or did not do for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did or did not do for me.
主耶稣这样说，他说这些事你既然有或者没有做在那个最小的身上，就等同于有或者没有做在我的身上了。
How can that be?
为什么会这样的？
Jesus says that both those who had cared for those around them and those who hadn't will not understand and will ask, when did we do these things or not do these things?
主耶稣说那些，无论他们是愿意或者不愿意关心他们身边的人，其实他们都不明白，他们都要问，就是我们何时有做过，何时没有做过呢？
Nobody seems to understand the judgment, whether or not it's in their favor.
这个有关于审判的比喻，仿佛好像没有一个人能够明白他过中的意义一样。
And then Jesus reminds us of a mystery that was written from the beginning.
然之后耶稣就开始提醒我们一个从一开始就写下的一个的奥秘。
What we do for the children of God who surround us every day, we're doing for Jesus himself.
今天当我们愿意又做任何事做在那些神的儿女的身上的事情，就等同于做在主耶稣基督的身上。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because every person...bears the image and the likeness of God. Every person alive is one of God's children, His creation. Now it's important to take a minute to just remember one thing. This parable is not teaching us that we'll be saved or not savedbecause of how we treat people or how we act.
这个比喻不是告诉我们，就是我们要做什么我们就可以得救，我们不做什么我们就不能够得救。
It is only God's grace that saves us. We don't and we cannot earn that.
只有上帝的恩典能够使到我们得救，我们不能够用我们的行为来换取回来。
But Jesus seems to be saying that the evidence of our salvation will be seen in how we care for the least of these.
不過主耶穌的意思就好比是，就是今日你究竟我哋能唔能，究竟我哋係唔係得救？那個嘅證明啊，就係在乎究竟今日我哋能唔能夠照顧嗰啲最少嘅一群喺嗰度嚟到係展現出嚟。
So what does Jesus mean when he says the least of these?
所以我哋要問啊，就係主耶穌所講嘅就係最少嘅一個，其實係講緊邊個咧？
So the vast majority of Bible readers and interpreters believe one thing, and I agree with them.
而大部分嘅聖經學者今日佢哋都係咁樣嚟到演繹，而呢一個嘅演繹我都好同意嘅。
That Jesus is talking about those who we have come to assume are the least important.
最少嘅嗰個其實好多時候係我哋主觀覺得嗰啲，我哋覺得佢唔重要，覺得佢身份低微嘅嗰一個。
A friend of mine has pointed out that another way of thinking about it is that doing something for the least of these is doing something for somebody who can't pay you back.
所以呢，我有個朋友，佢問我講啊，你要知道邊啲係最少一個，或者你可以咁樣嚟理解，就係一啲人你為佢做嘢，你為佢付出，而你係明知佢係冇能力嚟，但係回報翻俾你嘅。
I think, it, very sadly, in our world, we find all kinds of ways to decide who is more or less important.
但最不幸的地方就是在今天这个世界里面，人就是用不同的准则，很主观地来去来定哪些人是属于那些最少的一个。
We decide people are more valuable based on many external things.
我们用很多很表面、很肤浅的一些特质来衡量一个人的价值。
The color of someone's skin.
肤色啦。
How much money they have.
財富啦,
what kind of job they have.
職業啦,
their family.
家庭啦,
their house.
居住環境,
their education.
教育水平,
their looks.
樣貌外表,
their citizenship.
國籍,
the number of Instagram followers they have.
甚至你的IG上面究竟有多少個 follower?
And that leaves a lot of people out or less important.
这里洗脑呢，有好多人就是因为这样的缘故来被边缘被人视为是微小的一个。
Maybe people who work in blue-collar jobs.
或者可能是那些在蓝领阶层工作的朋友。
Or people who come from a different country than us.
那些来自不同国家来到加拿大的人。
People who are fleeing from war and violence.
他们来到是因着战乱和暴力来到逃亡的那些人。
People with disabilities.
又或者身體上面有殘障的朋友，
people who live in poverty，
住在貧窮當中有需要的人，
children，
並且兒童。
The truth is there's no shortage of people who qualify as the least of these.
事實上在這個世界裡面，沒有一種人的缺陷或者的缺乏，是可以將人定性成為最少的一個。
In our world, we're surrounded by people with real needs who have been left out.
而今日裏面確認嘅時候，我哋就係被呢啲好多被遺忘，但係其實佢哋嘅生活真正有需要嘅人嚟到圍繞住。
So how are we supposed to respond? We can't really help them all, right?
所以我哋究竟應該點樣回應嘅咧？我哋應該點樣嚟到去幫助佢哋？我哋要明知我哋唔可以每一個人都幫嘅噃。
So something that I have a particular passion for is people who live in extreme poverty.
所以你問我嘅時候，喺我過去嘅裏面嘅心裏面，我的而且確對於嗰啲活在極度貧窮當中嘅人，我係有住好大嘅負擔。Around
the world, we commonly consider extreme poverty as anyone whose income is less than $1.50 to $2 per day.
何謂叫做活在極度貧窮當中嘅人呢？我過去嘅裏面嘅定性就係嗰啲咧，每一日嘅收入少過唔超過個半到兩蚊嘅人。嗱，呢啲嘅人就係生活喺極度貧窮嘅裏面。
And there are over 400 million children alive today who live in extreme poverty.
而今日嘅裏面個粗略嘅估計，只係有四億，超過有四億嘅兒童係今日正正活喺呢個極度嘅貧窮當中。
I think that's a very sad statistic, and I believe that God's heart breaks.
我覺得呢一個咧係一個好令人心痛嘅數字，而我亦都相信我哋嘅上帝睇住呢個數字，佢都好傷心。
But I don't think it breaks his heart simply because some people have more income and some have less.
而我相信上帝之所以傷心，唔係因為佢好介懷啲人究竟佢哋嘅收入有幾多有幾少。
See, at Compassion, we've learned a lot about poverty over the years.
你知過去嘅裏面 ，Compassion 其實對於貧窮呢個問題，其實我哋有好多嘅學習。
We've learned not only how to define it.
我哋學會咗唔單止點樣去界定乜嘢叫做貧窮。
But we've also learned what it does to people, and especially to children.
我哋甚至乎好深刻嘅嚟咧，體會貧窮對於人嘅影響，特別係對於小朋友嘅影響係會點？
When you take time to speak with people who live in poverty, you quickly learn that poverty hurts in all kinds of ways.
當你能夠可以俾啲時間同一啲活在貧窮當中嘅朋友嚟到傾偈嘅時候，你就會好快發現貧窮對於佢哋嘅生活嚟講係帶住有幾多嘅傷害。For
children who live in extreme poverty, we know that it hurts to go to bed hungry because you didn't have enough to eat.
對於小朋友佢活在極度嘅貧窮當中，我哋知道咧，好大嘅傷害就係佢每晚佢瞓上床瞓覺嘅時候，佢係餓著肚皮咁樣嚟到上床，呢樣嘢對佢嚟講一個好大嘅心靈嘅傷害。We
know that it hurts to see your parents or your parent struggle to find a way to earn income and to have to turn to desperate measures to bring home food.
當佢哋咧每一日要望住佢自己嘅父母為著微薄嘅收入，甚至乎為著能夠可以賺取到足夠嘅食物俾自己嘅家庭嚟到養活一家，呢一種嘅感覺又係一種嘅傷痛。And
we know it hurts to have to walk miles for water that might not even be clean, or to not be able to go to school because you can't afford the uniform.
而為咗能夠可以攞到乾淨嘅食水。
All of those things hurt, but because of our relationship with people who grew up in poverty, at Compassion, we've learned there's something that hurts even more.
嗱，呢啲嘅傷害固然對於呢一班嘅小朋友，佢哋嘅成長帶嚟好多嘅痛苦，好多嘅障礙。但係隨著我哋compassion對於佢哋嘅了解嘅時候，我哋更加明白原來過程當中還有一個更大嘅傷害。And
that's the lies that Satan tells to children who live in poverty.
而呢一個嘅傷害就係嚟自仇敵對呢一班生活在貧窮當中小朋友嘅一番嘅説話。It's
that voice that whispers in your ear as you fall asleep, you're not worth anything.
有一班嘅説話不斷喺佢嘅耳仔嘅裏面不斷嘅嚟到響起，要話俾佢哋聽，你知唔知啊？你係你呢一世人都冇價值嘅。You
can't do anything.
你冇嘢可以做。You're
not important.
你唔重要。Nothing's
ever going to change. You'll always live like this.
唔會有任何嘅改變㗎啦，你呢一世都要咁樣嚟到生活。Nobody
cares.
冇人會關心你㗎啦。Give
up.
放棄吧啦。
Children who live in extreme poverty are convinced to simply give up on hoping for anything better for themselves. They become convinced that they're worthless, worth as much as the garbage and the brokenness they see all around them.
他們已經被馴服到一個地步，就係佢哋以為佢哋真係冇價值，就好似垃圾一樣咁樣冇用並且破碎。
But remember, each one of those children bears the image of God as much as you or I.
但弟兄姊妹，我想你記住一樣嘢，呢啲嘅小朋友同你同我一樣，都係帶著上帝嘅形象喺佢嘅生命裏面。So
at Compassion, we've learned that while it's important to care for these children's material needs,
所以喺我哋compassion嘅裏面，我哋明白到我哋要幫助佢，除咗我哋要嚟到去關心佢哋每日生活上面嗰啲嘅物質上面嘅需要之外
，to help them go to school, to make sure they have enough food and clean water，
幫助佢哋能夠可以上課啦，能夠可以有足夠嘅食物啦，並且有呢一個乾淨嘅飲用水啦。
The most important thing to do is to change the way they think.
而最緊要嘅一樣嘢嘅就係我哋點樣能夠可以改變佢腦袋裡面呢一方面嘅思考。If
we don't address the worst part of poverty,
倘若今日我哋唔能夠去針對貧窮為佢哋帶嚟最大嘅困難。The
part that tells children that nobody cares and to give up.
而呢個部分就係話所有人都係唔關心你㗎啦，你都係放棄啦。Then
we haven't done enough to really help them.
我哋對佢哋嘅幫助還未足夠。And
so compassion is intentional and strategic about sharing our source of hope with every child we serve.
所以今日喺compassion嘅策略嘅裏面，我哋好緊要就係將到嗰個盼望嘅源頭啊，嚟到帶俾我哋嘅小朋友。And
that source of hope is Jesus.
而嗰個盼望嘅源頭就係我哋嘅主耶穌基督。
Every child who is part of Compassion's program is introduced to Jesus.
每一個嘅小朋友，當佢哋喺我哋嘅項目嘅底下，佢哋都有機會嚟到係聽耶穌。
They're told how much God loves them.
我们会告诉他们耶稣是多么爱他们。
They're told what Jesus did for them when he lived and died and was raised from the dead.
我们告诉他们当耶稣在世的时候，究竟耶稣为他们做了些什么，为他们死，甚至乎从死里复活。
And they're told that they can have a new life, one that is lived following Jesus.
我们甚至乎告诉他们，今天若然我们能够可以跟随耶稣的话，我们每一个人都能够在他的里面活一个新的生活。
They learn that God has a plan for each of them, a good plan, one that's better than living in hopelessness.
他们会明白到在他的人生里面，原来有一个更美好的计划，而这个计划是比起他现在他眼前所见到无助的生活更好的一个计划。
We introduce these children to Jesus because we need his voice to speak louder than Satan's voice and to tell them how precious they are to him.
为什么我们要将耶稣告诉他们？ 因为我们很需要主耶稣在他们的生命里面来告诉他们，而那把声音要盖过仇敌的声音，就是他们在主耶稣的眼里面是宝贵的。
And so here's some good news for you today.
所以今天的早上的时候，我想将一个好消息来告诉大家。
We know that this strategy is working.
我们知道过去里面我们所做的，我们的策略是成功的。
A few years ago, a professor of development and economics from the University of San Francisco conducted a study with his PhD students looking carefully at Compassion's program and whether it makes a difference.
在幾年之前的時候，在這個三藩市大學，有一位經濟學的教授和他一班的研究生，他們做了一個研究，他們想研究，想看究在Compassion的項目裡面，究竟會對於一個小朋友的生命，是不是真的帶來實質上的幫助。
The results of his study were peer-reviewed and published in the Journal of Political Economy in 2013. And among other things, we learned a few things.
而这个研究的结果，除了在这个大学里面传阅之外，也在2013年的政治经济期刊里面也刊登了出来。而在这个报告里面，他们说他们学了几样东西。
The first thing we learned is that compassion-sponsored children were 27 to 40% more likely to finish high school than their unsponsored peers.
他们发现了一件事，就是比较起那些没有被助养的小朋友，通过compassion的助养计划而被助养的小朋友，他们的中学毕业的成功率是高出27%至40%。
They were about 35% more likely to have white-collar employment as adults.
而他们的毕业之后， 能够成功地进入文职一个白领的阶层，那个工作是高出35%。
And they're 40 to 70% more likely to become leaders in their churches.
而长大了之后，他们成为教会领袖，同样地是超过40至70%。
So that is exciting. It means that when we invest in children, in the least of these brothers and sisters, their lives can change.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是一个好兴奋的消息，就是告诉我们，就是今日若然我们愿意投资在这些小朋友的生命里面，这些就是所谓那些最小的一个弟兄姊妹的里面，他们的生命是会改变，他们的生活是会改变。
We also know this, today there are over 2 million children enrolled in Compassion's program in 25 countries.
而我们今天知道的时候，今天有来自25个国家，200万个小朋友其实已经登记了在Compassion的项目里面。
And every day through our programs, hundreds of children are choosing to accept Christ as their Savior and spend their lives following Him, and that is so exciting.
而透过这些计划，我们知道就是每一日有数以百计的儿童就在这里决志信耶稣，决志的愿意将他们的生命来交托去跟随这位耶稣。这个消息我们听了是很兴奋的。So
before we finish, I want you to hear from someone who was a part of Compassion's program in a short video.
所以我很想以下下来的时候，来给大家看一个真人的见证，究竟他是怎样被Compassion的来改变。
All across Africa, there are very many children who are disadvantaged, orphaned, and living in miserable circumstances. Some of them are suffering with HIV, AIDS, malaria. They are neglected, exposed to sexual abuse. They know that they are nothing. I was such a child that was vulnerable. My mother died when I was 3 months old, and my father was kidnapped when I was 5 months old. And so I was taken to my stepmother's home, and I was the one taking care of the home, fetching water from miles and miles, serving the people, washing people's clothes, washing people's shoes. It made me feel like I am useless. So we would go to the neighbors to collect leftovers for the pigs. Those leftovers were also for us. So we would share with the pigs. I didn't value God so much because he had taken my parents, he had taken my joy as a child. Regardless of the fact that I knew him, I hated him. I didn't know that he was actually giving me much more than he was taking away. When I was 9, compassion was my turning point. We were registering children in one of the local churches I used to attend. I was just told, smile, we are going to take a photo of you. I didn't know what it meant to smile. I smiled and they took a photo of me. They told me, there is someone in the world who loves you so much and this person is going to take care of you and they want to know more about you. My compassion sponsor in Australia was Rosemary Mahomede. I used to get letters. She would tell me, I love you so, so much and you're an inspiration to me. And as like me, who is useless in everyone's eyes, she helped me to hope for more. And I drew closer to God just because of that. I started studying hard and I did bachelor's of mass communication while at university. And I attended the Compassion Leadership Development Training. Today, I am here. I'm working with Compassion International Uganda as a tours and visit specialist, and I am now part of the solution. My vision is to become a diplomat, someone who is ready to speak for my country, someone who is ready to fight poverty, someone who is ready to fight HIV/AIDS. If it was not for the intervention of compassion, I think I would be another added problem to my country. And compassion has taught me that God does not forget the poor, that God does not forget those who are suffering. I've learned to persist, to forgive, and to love God and trust him for who he is, because I have been released from poverty in Jesus' name. If I had the opportunity to meet my sponsor, I would first of all hug her for a long time, tight hug, and tell her that, this is what you packed. This is what you wrapped. It has been unwrapped. The blessing that you gave me is blessing many more. Thank you for what you did. You didn't do it for me. You did it for the Lord.
I'm sure that many of you remember some of this, but I really quickly want to remind you of how compassion works.
相信大家都知道，都听过我哋究竟系 compassion 系点样嚟到工作。不过咧，今日咧都想嚟到系 remind，嚟到系重复提一提大家。
First, compassion works exclusively by empowering local churches to reach their own communities.
我哋嘅工作就系我哋通过支援当地嘅教会，由教会外展到佢哋自己嘅社区嘅里面。
We believe that the church is the only institution that God has ordained, and it is his one plan to reach the world. We also know that the church is spreading around the world and is ready to reach their neighbors with the love of Jesus. So Compassion chooses to support these churches by offering this program so the local church can receive our resources and use them to meet the needs of their neighbors.
So Compassion嘅工作就係我哋透過唔同嘅項目嚟到去支援當地嘅教會，嚟到讓佢能夠可以攞到佢哋需要嘅資源嚟到去幫助佢哋嘅鄰舍。Second,
compassion is focused on supporting children.
第二個我哋嘅焦點就係我哋係去幫助我哋去支援嗰啲嘅小朋友。
We know that where poverty exists, children are the most threatened and the least able to help themselves.
我们知道呢, 儿童呢, 在贫穷里面, 其实是最受苦,
They truly are the least of these brothers and sisters, so we choose to focus our efforts on them.
他的确就真的好像圣经里面所讲的那些最小、最微小的一个弟兄姊妹的一样，所以我们选择的将我们事工的焦点放在他们身上。
And we know that as children grow into healthy, mature adults with a passion for loving and serving Jesus, they will lead efforts to change and improve their own communities.
而我们知道，当这些小朋友他能够可以健康并且成熟地成长之后，他们带着主耶稣基督对他们的热情和爱，其实他们可以回到自己的社区里面，在那里令到他们的社区带来帮助和改变。
Third, we choose to put Christ at the center of what we do.
第三样嘢嘅时候就系我哋愿意将我哋所有嘅项目同埋事工以耶稣基督作为我哋嘅中心。We're
committed to following His leadership.
我哋委身于主耶稣基督喺每一项事工里面嘅带领。We're
committed to working with fellow believers both here in Canada and in our operations around the world.
我哋都委身咧与唔同地区嘅里面嘅信徒、基督徒、基督徒领袖一同嘅嚟到合作。
And everywhere we go, we bring the good news of Jesus and what it means to accept and to follow Him.
而无论我们去到哪里都好的时候，我们都愿意来将福音并且接受耶稣基督的意思来带到那一笪的地方。Now,
I know that many of you today are currently sponsoring children through Compassion.
我知道可能在座的当中，有些朋友其实已经来到透过助养来到与Compassion一同合作他们的工作。Maybe
you signed up here last year or somewhere else.
可能你是上年来到去参加，开始助养，又或者在第二笪地方来到参加助养。
However you began to sponsor those children, I'm here to thank you because you are fulfilling God's command to love your neighbors.
而为着你可以愿意来到去作为一个助养父母的话，我好想向你作出这个感谢，因为今日你同我们一样的时候，你在来履行主耶稣基督这个爱邻舍的命令。
And you are caring for the least of Jesus' brothers and sisters, and in doing so, I believe you're ministering to Jesus.
而今日嘅里面，你就系将你嘅服侍嗰一啲嘅最少嘅一个嘅弟兄姊妹，而我相信你嘅服侍亦都同样地等同于你服侍紧你嘅主耶稣。You're
choosing to see the image of God in some of the most vulnerable people in the world and to remind them that they have so much potential.
你选择在这个世界上面那些最软弱、最微小的人的当中，你都看见上帝的形象，而且我提醒，你亦都提醒他们，让他们知道在他们生命当中有多大的潜力。I
don't know how to properly convey how much of an impact you're having, so I'll simply say thank you for choosing to join us to change the world for a child.
我唔知道再可以讲啲咩嘅说话嚟到令你真系好相信今日原来你所做嘅系对于呢啲嘅生命有几大嘅影响，所以我只能够喺呢一度作讲一声嘅多谢，我多谢你嚟到选择同我哋一样嚟到改变一个小朋友嘅生命。Others
of you might not yet be sponsoring children.
若然你还未开始助养嘅。Or
perhaps this morning God is inviting some of you to sponsor a second or a third child.
或者今天的早上，上帝感动你来到去助养第二个，甚至乎第三个的小朋友。
If you're not sponsoring yet, or if you are feeling led to sponsor again, would you come to this table over here after the service and partner with Compassion to change a child's life?
若然你有这方面的感动的话，我鼓励你，你完了崇拜之后，你去到我们外面的这个台的上面，在那里来了解一下，我们究竟来怎样去改变一个小朋友的生命。We
have a table full of photos of children, real children, who have no sponsor yet.
我们有好多小朋友的相片在那里，你让你看一下这些小朋友是多需要你的帮助。You
can take a look at the photos and let God lead you to who He would like you to support, or you can let our volunteers help you decide.
你可以让上帝来到去引导你，究竟你会今日会助养边啲嘅小朋友，又或者你可以咧让我哋嚟到去帮助你。It
only takes $41 a month to sponsor one of our children, and a few minutes every now and then to send them that short note that reminds them that you care about them, that you're praying for them, and that Jesus loves them.
每个月的时候只不过是$41，并且可能久不久你花一两分钟的时间，你要写一张小小的字条来表达你对于这个小朋友的关心，告诉他你很爱他，很关心他。Every
dollar you donate is tax deductible and you'll get a tax receipt every year.
而你的奉献是能够可以得到这个退税，每年的时候你都会收到退税的收条。
And today we have many children available from Mexico.
今日我哋帶咗好多嘅小朋友嘅係嚟自墨西哥嘅小朋友嘅嘅資料俾大家。
And my hope is that one day before too long, we can bring some of you there to Mexico to visit some of our church partners there and meet the children you sponsor face to face.
我哋盼望咧，可以有一日嘅時候，能夠可以帶到大家，又或者部分嘅大家嚟到去墨西哥去嗰度探望一啲嘅教會，並且咧能夠面對面嘅嚟到去造訪呢一啲大家 sponsor 呢啲嘅助養嘅小朋友。
So a few minutes and a few dollars, money that we know will be used well to ensure your child's health and to start them on a journey towards trusting and following Jesus. And one day, we hope they'll become leaders who impact the next generation.
微小的金錢，小小的時間，金錢能夠可以保證啲小朋友能夠可以有健康嘅成長，亦都讓佢哋能夠可以踏上嚟到認識耶穌、跟隨耶穌嘅旅程，而盼望有一日呢啲嘅小朋友能夠可以成長，成為我哋下一代教會嘅領袖。
So KEC, thank you for your partnership in this mission that's changing lives around the world. It really is.
所以再一次嘅時候嚟到多謝大家過去裏面同 Compassion 嘅一同嘅嚟到配搭喺呢一個咁重要嘅時工裏面嘅嚟到係同工，願神咧嚟到係賜福你。
Let's take a minute and pray.
讓我哋一同嘅低頭，我哋嚟到同心禱告。
Our Father in heaven,
我哋嘅天父，我哋嘅主。
Thank you for how you are at work in our world.
感謝你喺呢個世界上面嘅工作。
And when all we can see is darkness sometimes,
而今日当我们见到满有黑暗的世代的时候,
we know that you are here.
我们知道你仍然在这里,
and that you are the light.
你就是光,
and that the darkness will not overcome it.
而今日的里面,黑暗在你里面是没有一个位置。
Thank you that you invite us to be part of your mission.
好多谢你, 你来邀请我们成为在这个使命当中的一员。
And God, may we steward our resources well.
求主你帮助我们懂得怎样运用我们的资源
to be your servants,
成为了你的仆人
to build your kingdom,
来到去建立你的国度
and bring glory and honor to your name.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都是归在你的名下
We pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈祷是奉我救主耶稣基督的名求
Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹请坐 Thank you, Jeremy.